Galesburg's Evening News continues on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. Wanted to talk a little bit about something you've been hearing about today, that the Galesburg American Legion Post 285, as if they frankly didn't have enough problems these days with finances and other matters, will not be putting on a baseball team in Legion play this summer. And I wanted to get some perspective on that from the longtime coach of Post 285's team, Steve Cheeseman, who's on the line with us now. Steve, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Will.
I was just thinking before we went on the air that between this and the stepping down of Arnie Gonzalez at GHS, this is really kind of an interesting time for youth baseball here, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, I've been away from Legion baseball. I retired at the end of 2015, so a couple of years away from it. So I'm not privy to all the information, but certainly with all that's happened here in this last month, there are a lot of changes coming in baseball in Galesburg.
So when you heard that there wouldn't be a team fielded this year, just a season or so after you stepped down, what went through your mind?
Well, you know, it's a tough deal. It's you know, you have a lot of different emotions in something like this. I feel for Dalton Davis. Dalton has done a good job as the Legion coach. I think that, like a lot of things in this kind of situation, it's a combination of things. I think that the Legion Post issues, him with a roster returning that didn't have enough returning players, he's going to have to pick up a lot of players. I think the influx that we have with a new high school baseball coach coming, all of those things probably played a role in that. I do know this, that I know as a former player and a former coach, and I think that I can speak for probably close to 1,000 kids and coaches and certainly thousands of more fans, that it'll leave a big void because it's meant so much to our community in so many ways.
Will it ultimately be, for lack of a better term, that big of a deal, given that there's still, you know, a Legion team in Oneida and one in Monmouth and other areas around that you know, there'll still be a lot of baseball to be had this summer, if you will?
I think it is a big deal. I mean, Galesburg has had a Legion baseball program for 65 years almost, certainly 60 years plus, and it's always played such a big role in sports here in Galesburg, and certainly in baseball in general, of what it's been able to offer and the kinds of teams and players that have come out of here and how much respect and notoriety that it's received, not only through this region, but frankly across the entire nation in terms of people knowing about Legion baseball going all the way back to the 1950s and all the fine players and teams that have come through here.
From a broad perspective, Steve, what does having Legion baseball mean, especially for the players? And I mean, obviously, being in athletics in general, you know, helps you in more than just an athletic sense. I imagine that carried over into Legion play too, right?
Absolutely, baseball is one of those things that's an everyday game, and you know, for, like I said, for 60 plus years here, we played 50 to 60 games. A summer here where these kids were playing against elite competition, getting exposure to scouts and to college people and really developing their skills, but also learning a whole lot about all the things, their life skills that athletics and in particular this kind of thing can teach you. So, you know, that leaves a void for the time being. Hopefully something can be done to where this is just a momentary stop in the program and that it can pick back up. I know Jeremy Pickrell certainly was a player with Legion baseball. He played Legion baseball and got a tremendous amount of exposure from that, and he was an assistant for me. He's got all the goods to be a tremendous coach, and certainly part of that is what he would like to do in terms of how he'd like to do some of his summer stuff and go from there. And that's always been a great compliment to all baseball in Galesburg here.
And we should say that Jeremy Pickrell's name is coming up because in a little bit of time here, the District 205 Board is expected to hire him as a baseball coach and a PE teacher for Galesburg High School. So speaking of that, I guess that's got to be a good selection.
He's going to be a great addition. That's certainly, he's got all the goods to be an outstanding coach. He is an outstanding coach, an outstanding educator, and a fine human being, so he'll do a fantastic job.
What has Legion baseball meant to the Galesburg community as a whole, do you think?
Well, I just know this, that from from back when I played, that's 40-plus years ago, when I watched almost 50 years ago and beyond, and then when I coached, I had so many people that I didn't know that talked about to me how much they enjoyed watching these kids. I got feedback from our kids and former players, how much it meant to them and the opportunities that it gave them, just the experiences and memories it gave them. So I think that it's touched people in a big, big way, certainly in this community, for a lot of years. And when I say a big way, I mean a real deep way. I mean, just from those small conversations that I've had oftentimes with people that I don't know. And out of town, you know, if I was wearing a Legion baseball T-shirt or something, you know, you would have somebody come up and say something to us. So it's been that way for a lot of years, certainly before my time, and I just think it was something that this community really, really had a deep love for.
If you could pick out from your years coaching or playing or what have you, one memory or one point in time that really stands out to you, what would that be?
There are so many of them. Just the camaraderie among the players and the coaches, how much that there was a real investment in it by everyone, the wonderful accomplishments that the kids had. I mean, you could just see how hard they worked and when it paid off for them, how much it meant to them. I certainly think that Jason Malden's death in 2014, after we just finished second in the state, is certainly the one that stands out to me in the biggest way, and the tragedy that was, beyond tragedy, but how everyone came together to support Jason's family and how much that they mean to us still to this day. I think that certainly would be something that stands out off the field with nothing even a close second, but in terms of on the field, just the tremendous accomplishments that these kids were a part of over the years, and that goes back way before my time. All the other coaches, and we only had a few coaches in 60 years, so it's just been a wonderful thing that means a lot to our community, as lots of our sports do here. You know, lots of our sports. I've been involved with lots of sports at Galesburg High School, and athletics means a lot to our community.
Absolutely. Steve Cheeseman, a longtime coach of the Galesburg American Legion Post 285 team after stepping down a season or so ago. Thanks so much for your time and thanks for your perspective. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Will.
All right, take care. And again, Steve Cheeseman, former Post 285 coach on Galesburg's Evening News. We'll check sports coming up.